From the KBIA News Desk in Columbia, I'm Nick Yale. Retired businessman John Bruner has joined the crowded Republican field seeking to be Missouri's next governor. He's touting himself as a political outsider with the leadership experience to bring change to state government. Bruner is a former Marine captain and retired CEO of Vijon Incorporated, his family's hand sanitizer and personal care product company. He pointed out in a video announcement that he's never held public office, making him a second GOP candidate without such political experience. He ran for U.S. Senate in 2012, but lost a Republican primary to former U.S. Representative Todd Akin. The 63-year-old brands himself as a business-savvy candidate and says he would support a statewide right-to-work law, tort reform, and the ending of corporate tax handouts that he says help niche industries, but not the entire state. Four other Republicans are in the race. The University of Missouri Legion of Black Collegians has released a statement detailing an incident involving racist remarks that occurred just after midnight this morning. According to an account written by University NAACP President Naomi Collier and posted to the Legion of Black Collegians Twitter, an inebriated white man approached members of the Legion of Black Collegians in Traditions Plaza while they were rehearsing for a homecoming week event. The man disrupted the rehearsal, and after being asked to leave, he called the group a racial slur, while Abroad Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton posted a video to his website condemning the act.
We're part of the same family. You don't hate your family. You don't call your family those kinds of names.
In response to the incident, Legion of Black Collegians President Warren Davis released an official statement condemning the administration's apparent apathy. Fourth District Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler made a visit to Columbia today and took a tour of one of its transitional homeless veteran shelters. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on the issues the shelter currently faces.
Leaders from Welcome Home, Inc. met with Hartzler at their location on Rangeline to discuss some of their challenges with helping homeless veterans. The program is currently building a $3.5 million living facility called Patriot Place. The program is still looking for more than $2 million of those funds. Sarah Grimm is the CEO of Welcome Home. She says the expanded space would allow homeless veterans to pass fewer barriers to get permanent housing in Columbia.
They want to be permanently housed. They don't like it when we tell them, well, that's closed right now for the next 2 months, and this is full, so you're kind of just stuck.
Construction began on Patriot Place earlier this year. Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.
The Missouri National Guard plans to add more than 400 full and part-time military police and transportation jobs in the state. The Guard says the new units will be placed across Missouri based on the size of the armory and the recruiting pool in the area. A new transportation battalion will be split between Fredericktown and Farmington, and another transportation company will be split between Bridgeton and Columbia. The Guard also will add a military police company in Lebanon. Except for Bridgeton, all the cities currently have armories that will be used for the new units. Missouri Adjutant General Steve Danner says the Guard is working with the Bridgeton City Council to use a vacant building in that city for the new Guard unit. Nick Gale, KBIA News, Columbia.